right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our Midweek Adjacent for Friday, April 26th.
It's the last day of April. I don't know.
It's Boy Who Kills the World Day.
Fantastic.
Hello,
I knew it would be.
Yes.
They'll run right out.
Yeah, this is our Midweek Adjacent, where we talk about what are we watching. What are we watching, Andy?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
What are you drinking over there first?
Chicken broth.
Chicken broth.
That's right. It's delicious.
Mmm. Today's 181, right? It's your 181 day?
It's 181 day, that's right. Weighed myself this morning, 181.
Yes, at least you maintain it.
I've been dieting for a month, and I'm down from 181 to 181.
But it's been a wild ride.
It has been a wild ride. It's a roller coaster ride of 181.
All right, so, what have you been watching? I'm over here drinking a Narragansett Del Shandy,
mm-hmm.
And I've got an Atomic Pumpkin.
Coming right up. Spicy yeah, pumpkin ale.
That's right.
What we watched the other night that I would highly recommend is Hot Ones, Conan O'Brien.
Oh, I heard about this.
It was hysterical.
He sweated from his eyeballs, didn't he?
He finally did for the first, like, I don't know, how many wings did he eat?
Ten.
For the first six or seven, he was just like...
Then he got to the bottom.
He was like, this is nothing. He was clearly doing a bit. Like, he's like, I laugh at your thing. Like, when are you going to bring me something hot? And, like, on the sixth and seventh one, he would drink from the bottle. Like, he was opening the bottles. He had brought a guy who was pretending to be his doctor. He clearly didn't like it. Like, he's like, doctor, come over here and check my pulse. And the doctor comes over and like, grabs his hands. He's like, no, just, like, the pulse. He's like, yes, it's there. And then he walks away, you know, the whole bit.
He's a funny guy.
But he was like, I'm not even going to tell you what he did as it went on. But it was a terrible idea.
Snort it?
No. Do you remember me when
he touched his eyes? Didn't he?
No, he didn't touch his eyes. Fortunately, but you remember when we had the God Slayer?
Did he take a swig from the bomb?
He did indeed.
What a dummy!
That's when he started sweating from his eyes, man. Sauce all over his
face.
Had
he not seen the show?
No, I think he knew exactly what was going on. Yeah, but it was...
That's a person who's like, you're committing to the bit.
Yeah,
you're gonna do that.
He did. Man. It was a delight.
I'll watch it. I have not watched it, though.
Mm. It was a ton of fun. So
I'm sure his
nether regions were not enjoying it the next day, though, man. Holy.
Well, oddly enough, my big
That's a
watch
good segue,
this week
huh?
is Hot Sauce Adjacent.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Can't even
now,
guess.
Do we want to build up to this, or do you want me to, like, because I also watched Big Trouble in Little China, I watched Blade Runner 2049, I watched Rebel Moon Part 2.
Have you seen Blade Runner 2049 before?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Verity wanted to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch the first one first, or did you just watch that one?
See? You say it,
and
she
appears.
Yes, it had David Dasmalchian in it, and Simon Cowell. Ken.
Ryan Gosling,
yes.
Special K.
Yeah. It had Ana de Armas showed up for a second.
Yeah, naked.
She's there for more than a second.
Yeah.
She's there naked for more than a second.
She was a giant figure of something, right?
Yeah. Like that was afterwards. That was afterwards. She spent a good chunk of time with him before that.
I see.
Yeah. Interesting movie, right, Verity?
Yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah. She stayed awake through the whole thing.
Isn't that Denis Villeneuve?
Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah. I
really set him up for Dune.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the first one, and I fell asleep about 10 minutes in, and I've only fallen asleep during, like, two movies in the past couple of years.
What was the other one?
One of either the Lord of the Rings or the Hobbit ones. They're all the same to me.
Wow, so you like to fall asleep in some of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Yeah. Oh, she saves up all of her energy for, like, the, whatever that,
I get it, though. You're watching those, and you're just like, wow, so many chins, and then you fall right to sleep.
Chins to the left, chins to the right.
I do not like all these chins.
Ugh, I keep getting my hair in my mouth. I heard you say Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes, Big Trouble in Little China.
Still, constantly, in my head, is just that frame of him just laying on the ground, surrounded by rubble, while everyone else is fighting.
Yeah.
She actually caught on really quickly that he's there and he's useless.
Yeah.
Like, which is what makes it so surprising when he actually kills Lo Pan at the end.
Yeah.
It's all in the reflexes.
That is a fun flick.
Yes. So I watched that. I watched Rebel Moon Part 2, which, you know, is something to
it's,
watched,
I've,
I guess.
I've read the Super Nerds. They think it's one of the worst movies ever made.
I don't know.
Listen, they said it's essentially just a...
I've seen Morbius, so it
well, they
can't
said it,
possibly
they
be
said
you.
It's essentially a Seven Samurai Magnificent Seven ripoff.
Yeah, but it's like, it's just, there's certain things in there that I'm like, are you... fucking kidding me. What is this all about?
As far as being a Star Wars ripoff or something?
No, else? No. Just logistically. Like, it's just, like, stupid.
Well, that was the thing they said is, like, apparently the Empire is,
Needs grain
needs,
so
it,
badly.
It needs grain.
Yeah. But it's
grain?
It's gotta come back from this one town.
For grain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this one town has one harvest of grain, and that's somehow going to...
And they said they had some interminable scene where they all sat around a table airing their grievances against
talked.
The Empire, and they all had
they
the
talked.
Same story. Yes,
yeah,
the Empire killed
story.
My parents. Or
that
something.
Wasn't the worst part of it for
okay.
me. Like, the worst part for me was they find out that the Empire is coming back in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, okay... How long does it normally take to bring in the harvest?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it'll take us 2 weeks. He said, you have 3 days. And so there's this whole slow-mo Zack Snyder scene.
The Super Nerds talked about
yeah,
that, too. They were like, oh, there was slow motion.
So much
boy, slow. Was there slow
yeah.
motion.
And I'm like, all right, so they brought all of this grain. They not only harvested it, but they milled it into flour. And they packed all of the flour up against their buildings so
mm-hmm.
that they couldn't just be bombarded from the sky in 3 days. Leaving them enough time in the 5 days to all become expert warriors. Everybody's a crack shot. Everybody knows
sword fighting.
Sword fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
And to build an underground tunnel system that they can blow up during the big fight scene.
Right.
And I'm like... Come on, somebody! You could have said they'll be here in 2 weeks, and I would have bought it. Like I could have bought it.
They said one of these super warriors had no fighting skill until her family was killed, and then she found these ancient gauntlets that
and cut her own arm off.
That gave her the fighting ability of all of her ancestors. And he was like, "That would have been a pretty good thing when they were trying to kill your parents to pull
yeah.
that out." You know, why are you gonna save that?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean the movie was bad, but of course they set it up for a trilogy. So you know,
they set it up for 6 movies apparently.
Yeah.
God knows what is going on here, man. Man,
yeah.
Netflix should not have signed up for that before they saw the final product, or at least read the script. I mean, come on.
Hey, listen, it's about eyeballs, right? Like, who knows? These movies could be huge in Asia.
Yeah, yeah, why
you know,
not?
For all we know.
Yeah.
They could be, like, we could be sitting here complaining about them, and, like, Chinese people are just eating it up.
Yeah, they're like,
you know?
Of course they're going to be fighting for grain.
The only problem is it's not rice.
I'm here now.
All right. So, what else have you been watching? Because I have things to say about the last thing I've been watching.
Well, we've started watching some K-dramas.
Okay. What K-dramas?
Well, we started watching Parasite the Grey. Have you heard
I don't
of this?
I know this.
So it's from an anime,
mm-hmm.
a very well-known anime, and they did actually a live-action movie that I've not been able to find in the States. I think I went to one Comic-Con and they had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very seriously thinking of buying it, and then I didn't end up purchasing it. Because you don't really know how good it is.
Sure.
But, I mean, the premise is these spores fall from space.
It's always space spores.
These little sort of worm creatures come out, and generally what they do is they try to find a life form to crawl in its ear, and when they get in there, they
How is
eat.
This different from Slither?
Well, when they eat the brain and take over the thing, they can transform themselves to look just like that person, but the head will peel up into tentacles that they can make hard as steel, and they can cut people into pieces. So it's visually very cool, but they are hiding amongst us. But every now and then you get what they call a mutant, which is
very much like Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. Oh, yeah, 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 that kind of thing.
The butterflies at the end.
Yeah.
Getting into people's brains.
Yep, they totally ripped that off from the Parasite show, but... And other things, in Slither too, yeah, right? But, some people, if for whatever reason the Parasite, when it gets in, it can't eat the brain. In the anime, it was because the kid had earphones and he couldn't get in the ear.
Mm.
So he ended up panicking because he was going to die if he didn't get a hold of, you know, merge with something. He ate his hand.
Okay.
And so the hand became...
Yeah, I think you told me about
like
this.
His little buddy, yeah.
It's like, oh, what is it? Man, I knew it.
If Verity wasn't here, I would say something.
The old weed movie with...
The old weed movie.
What is it? Oh, my gosh.
With the weed?
Cheech and Chong up in smoke.
No, it's...
I would have said Nice Dreams.
That's the weed movie?
Idle Hands is a weed movie.
Yeah, yeah.
They solve the main conflict with a giant bong. It's a weed movie.
All right. Yeah, we have to watch that.
All right.
That sounds fantastic. It's like a great
too
play.
Bad it's not
it's
420 anymore.
The evil
yeah.
Bong movies.
I worry about my daughter.
So anyway, that's been pretty good. We've
you
watched
should be
three
more worried
episodes,
about Marley. She's the one who makes me watch these.
Close the door. Close the door.
But what has been really great that I started watching is this anime on Netflix called Delicious in Dungeon.
Okay.
And apparently it's become quite popular. But a while ago I mentioned to you, and you've probably forgotten, an anime called Food Wars, which was one of those anime that's not... kind of what you might expect as far as like action and adventure and all this stuff. It's essentially about these chefs at this, you know, very premier chef school,
right?
Chef's high school in Japan that they compete with each other. Like you can challenge any other chef to a cook-off kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's like Master Chef, except that it's in a school.
Right.
And they have like their top five who have special skills and are hard to beat. And this kid who comes in and his unbeknownst to everyone else, his father was a world-class chef that actually went to that school and then disappeared.
Mm.
And so this kid has all of these skills, and he becomes an instant challenger to all of them. It went three seasons, great, great show, a lot of fun, but just not like what you would expect to find.
Does it make you hungry watching it?
I learned some things.
A lot of udon noodles and stuff?
No. They run the gamut of foods, but Delicious in the Dungeon is a very clever cross between essentially like a dungeon crawler anime and Food Wars.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, this band of adventurers, they're on a lower floor, they get attacked by this rare red dragon. Before it can kill them all, one of their magic users casts a teleportation spell that gets them all out of the dungeon except for her. The dragon eats her.
Okay.
And... her brother is one of the other adventurers, and after they get out of the dungeon, he's like, we have to go right back down there and kill the red dragon before it has a chance to
digest
sister. The sister, right. Apparently in this world, you can reincarnate people as long as you have their body.
Wait a minute. Like, it's like I skipped time and was in a different conversation about a different anime.
Okay.
How does this work? Like, we've got anime, like we've got food prep high school and dungeon...
Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So the food thing is a separate anime. They just have that element in this anime, Delicious in Dungeon, because the problem is to get down to the dungeon, they need supplies, and all of their gear was left in the bottom floor at one of the lower floors when they got teleported out. So they don't have any money, and they just have the gear they have with them.
Okay.
So
that's like in Skyrim. If you die and you have to get back to your body to gather all your stuff?
Right, because it's just sort of laying there.
Maybe that was Diablo 3.
Well, it probably was Diablo 3. Because you just restart the game at your last save point in Skyrim if you get killed. So, although in Bloodborne, you can go back and grab your gear.
Okay.
And your blood.
Bloodborne is in the Skyrim universe? Or?
No.
Okay. Different
it's
game.
It's a whole different game company. But... anyway, so they
so spicy.
Yeah. The guy that is the brother and wants to go back to the dungeon immediately, he says, you know, we can still make it if we, so even though we don't have money for food and supplies, if we eat monsters as we go down through the dungeon.
So we got to learn how to cook and prepare monsters.
So when they get to the first floor, there's a bunch of a couple of young adventurers who've never really done it before running from a mushroom monster, which they kill right away.
Oh, of course.
Our
mushrooms are good. Umami.
Yeah. Exactly. And so they're trying to figure out how to cook this mushroom monster, and this dwarf comes up, and he said, oh, you're going to cook one of the monsters? And he's like, they're like, yeah, we're going to try it. And he's like, well, let me show you how to do it. And he's got a pot. Apparently, he's been living in the dungeon for 10 years, killing and cooking monsters. And so he's like a chef of monsters. So he joins their party.
Cooking them up.
Yeah, and so as they go down floor to floor, they face different monsters. They fight and defeat them, and then they have to. Then you get to see how the dwarf cooks them up into this delicious dish. So it's a very fun. And I like it because the animation is really good. Like the quality of the drawing is really great.
What channel is this on?
It's on Netflix.
All right. And what's it called again?
Delicious in Dungeon.
Delicious in Dungeon.
Yep.
Delicious in Dungeon. All right.
So.
Look at this. Oh, it wants to start. I don't want that. Delicious in Dungeon.
But very quality art all the way through it. The action sequences are very cool. Like the monsters. And the cooking thing just adds a very... And I'll give you a for instance. They...
seems like there's 17...
episodes.
Episodes total? Cool.
Probably. That's a lot. They're not usually that many.
All right.
A lot of anime from Japan has 24 episodes per season, but a lot of the stuff on Netflix is only like 10 or 11 episodes. So I'm glad that I've got 17. I got more to enjoy then. But at one point they're fighting ghosts, and they hide.
Cook up a ghost.
That's the thing. Like you're like, what do you do there? Because the one guy
leaves the ooze.
The tall warrior is all about eating everything. He wants to try everything, and they're like, you can't eat a ghost. He talks about eating the armor. There's like living armor. They're like, it's metal, man. You can't eat the armor. He's like, oh, disappointed, you know. But they had killed some other monsters, and they had, and to fight the ghosts off, the chef made his own, like, sort of impromptu holy water.
Okay.
By using salt and sugar and various other things that in other cultures are considered to be, you know, sacred. And he ended up making this like, holy water, which had a lot of... like sugar and other stuff in it, and then he uses it, he ties it up, and it's in a jar with a cap on it, he ties a rope on it, he swings it to dispel the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And anything the ghosts get a hold of, they're very cold, like they, you know, as ghosts will be. And when they're done, they've created ice cream out of the holy water sugar concoction. So that's the kind of thing that happens here.
Well, that'll get you that'll get you down a level.
That'll be like a nice treat, on your way down. So.
I'm not gonna watch any of that. I'm not gonna
watch it. Oh, you might.
I might. Yeah, if somebody were to.
Yeah, yeah. Not because you want to, but.
Did you see that? That Ghosts is back on.
Yes, I did watch Ghosts. Lamorne Morris was on as the as Satchel, the baseball player. he jerked himself on to Jay.
I'll jerk myself on to every guy in here.
That was so dumb. I was like, that's funny.
You gotta figure that they're like in the writer's room, they're just sitting there like, so we got
how can
sucked
we...
off, we got go down on.
Yeah.
How do we jerk off?
How do we get jerk off into this?
Man.
I think Liv
Tyler?
Yeah, is that her name? No. What is the name of the actress? Liv is the name of the character in the show. But
let's see. Ghost.
Or Liv is the name of her character in iZombie.
Yes. Ghost. IMDb. Good lord.
I think she's pregnant, though. They've been kind
of... Rose MacGyver.
I think she's pregnant in the show.
Maybe.
They've been wearing... putting baggy clothes on.
Yeah, and she's hiding behind a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. So...
always behind the desk,
yeah,
and so forth.
Well, in the
so on
in the preview for upcoming episodes, they finally find Flower. So I guess
I
guess
that.
The actress finally got done with whatever
other
projects she had. Yeah, so I look forward.
I still
want to
know who got sucked off.
Yeah, I know, that's a mystery.
Maybe it was a ghost that jerked off on him and then got sucked off.
Maybe. God knows how many ghosts are hidden away in various places, so...
How do I... Lord. So do you want to know what I watched?
Yeah, can't wait.
You can't wait?
Uh-huh.
Man, I watched Chicken Nugget.
Did you really?
I watched Chicken Nugget. And it was glorious.
How much of it? The whole thing?
The whole thing, man.
Oh, my God.
All 10 episodes. They were like 25 minutes each.
Okay.
Like, it was nothing to go through them. And, man, there was some wacky shit.
So now you're a fan of the K-dramas, huh?
No, I'm a fan of Chicken Nugget. No. Actually, you know, there were some things in there that were like, oh, what the heck? Like, are you ever going to watch this, or are you not going to watch
it? Hey, who knows? Once my wife is done watching all K-dramas, she probably will watch that one, too, since it's all that's left.
So we know that the conceit is that a woman gets turned into a chicken nugget.
Right.
And the guy who has a crush on her and her father have to try to find out how to get her back.
Right.
Right? And it ends up with, like, the box that turned her in, like, is this space-age thing that is 200 years old,
mm-hmm.
but, like, the material that was used to create it hasn't even been invented yet. So they're like...
So it's a time travel shenanigan.
Well, it's an alien thing.
Okay.
And they find that these aliens had landed in Korea
mm.
in, like, the 1800s. And they used the box. The box, it's a series of two boxes. One that changes you into something and one that will change you back.
Okay.
And so they turn, like, they come out of the box as these, like, blue alien things.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a picture. Actually, like, in their particular case, they've got 3D holograms of the human person that they're going to turn into. And so whatever you're looking at last when the box happens, it turns you into that thing. And so hopefully you're looking at, like, the person that you want to become.
Right.
And not a chicken nugget that fell on the floor.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
And so in the 200 years... That's it. Like the two boxes have been separated, and so the aliens don't know how to get back
mm-hmm.
because they have to, like, they have to turn back to aliens to be sucked off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Back to their aliens.
Nice callback, man. Yeah. Well done.
But there's, I mean, there is some super funny stuff in this.
Yeah.
Like, the guy who has a crush on the girl who turns into the chicken nugget
mm-hmm.
is just an oddball. Like, he wears, like, yellow pants and a pink shirt and a green cardigan, and, like, he just goes around dancing.
So you're saying he has fashion sense, then.
Yeah. He is, but he's such an oddball. And, like, he's they finally figure out that, you know, they've got a... Part of the first couple of episodes is, like, they've got her as the chicken nugget.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole other box of chicken nuggets that she had actually brought to have lunch with her father, and the coworker just stayed
mm-hmm.
there. And so, like, somehow she gets mixed in with that box, and so they don't know which chicken nugget is her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, they've got them all laid out on this thing, and all of them are the exact same. They've all got 3 sesame seeds on it. And, like, they're like, we don't know how this is happening. And so they go to the place that makes the chicken nuggets.
Mm.
And this is where all the aliens were, because they're just biding their time. They're trying to find this box. But in the meantime, they're making chicken nuggets, and they're like super good chicken nuggets.
Right.
And so they're in there, and he's handed the woman at the thing a note that says, my wife got turned in, or my girlfriend, or my friend got turned into a chicken nugget. We need to talk to the boss. And she's like, get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. And so as they're walking out, someone bumps them, and all their chicken nuggets fly in the air. So they're screaming. They're like, ah! And so all of a sudden, like, the guy picks it up, and the father picks it up, and so that you just hear this voice, that's not your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being that woman is a food blogger
mm-hmm.
for, like, a really famous food blogger that just also happens to have been in a relationship with the
alien?
With the guy in the yellow pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because he was fantastic. Like, he loved food and, like, all this stuff.
Right.
And so, part of this, like, you know, in all of these, they'll have the flashback where, you know, they'll be talking and, like, all of a sudden, like, they'll be telling the backstory of their relationship.
Right.
But they do that this way. And it's the 3 of them standing out in the public. the father, the guy, and his ex-girlfriend. And they're looking off into space, and the father's just like, no, we don't have time for a flashback. Stop. We don't don't flashback right now.
Yeah.
And, of course, they flashback, and you see the story from the guy's point of view. And then it pops back, and he's like, oh, thank God, we're done. And then it turns to the girl, and no, we don't have time for a flashback. It's those kinds of things. I was like, that's pretty inventive. That's, I could get behind this. But yeah, it ends up with like, it does, there is some time travel shenanigans at the end.
Of course there would have to be.
But like, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Like, I was like, I can understand why people are into this. It's crazy as all get out, but maybe that's what K-dramas are.
Man, Mariana is going to be very excited to hear that you watched Chicken Nugget.
So, see, that is Hot Ones adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
So
there is chicken involved. That's very true. There's
definitely chicken nuggets. And they looked really good. Chicken nuggets looked really good.
Well, you said that one thing about how they all looked exactly the same. And I'm like, yeah. There's an unnatural aspect to chicken nuggets, man.
Yeah, these were... it's funny because like when the aliens get abandoned,
mm-hmm.
and they have to be like, well, what are we going to do? Like... They're immortal, basically.
Oh, right.
And they're like, what are we going to... Like, we have to find a way to coexist in here.
Let's make chicken nuggets.
They had stolen this, like, the chicken nuggets, like, the spicy chicken
mm-hmm.
from the, like, some royalty, like some duke's house. And they were like, we'll survive by making these. And they all start eating them, and they're like, these are the worst things. How do humans live on this? This is horrible. So it was pretty, it was funny. But I rolled right through it. Like, each episode was like 20 minutes long, so it doesn't take long to get through.
All
right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Mare's working on 2 or 3 different K-dramas currently.
Oh, yeah. It's not really a drama. That's the problem.
Right. It's comedy.
But
well, she's watched some of those. Some of our favorite ones are kind of slapsticky and silly.
I watched it dubbed. Mm-hmm. I did not watch it subbed.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. I should have guessed that.
So, I don't know if I was getting a different viewing experience than others.
Yeah, maybe a better one.
I don't know. Maybe.
Depends. I mean, there's no indication of heroic characters, so you don't need the original deep-voiced Korean voices in there for that.
Well, there's some singing.
Okay. So, well, that's fine. I'm sure that's fine, too. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy in the yellow pants eventually starts a band called Yellow Pants. And he becomes world famous for, like, all of his music. But it's stupid. It's so dumb. The whole thing was stupid. So that didn't take nearly as long as I expected it to take.
Well, you don't want to ruin all the fun bits for me in case I watch it sometime, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I would much rather talk about Rebel Moon. Actually, no. Chicken Nugget was infinitely better than Rebel Moon.
Yeah.
But
no surprise. Well, of those two things, I'm more likely to watch Chicken Nugget than Rebel Moon.
Well, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rebel Moon was... I watched it because... I watched the original one. And so, I was like, yeah, I'd like to see where this show goes. Because I think when I saw the first one, I wasn't horrible. Like, I was just like, yeah, it was fine. It was okay. It was a bit... It was like 5 different stories, like, plagiarized into one. But I watched this, and I'm like, the reason I watched it is because I wanted to. I listened to the
Weekly
Planet,
yeah,
and those guys were going to talk about it, and I was like, do I want to have watched it before they talk about it? Do I want to
Did you listen to them after you watched it?
No, I listened to them after, and you know, oftentimes they have, I have different opinions from them, but like, oftentimes. We align because we like they have the same kind of view as I have. Like, none of this is serious enough to really take it all that, like, get all bent out of shape,
right?
But man, they were railing against this movie. Like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. Like, and I was like, man, it must take a lot for like to get,
yeah, to get some them
Australians
riled
up. Like,
man, I'll have to listen to that podcast too,
yeah. But it was a bad movie. It was a bad movie. You know, as soon as they were like, we got 5 days to do all of the stuff. And I'm like, all right, if you're killing yourself, you can pull in all that wheat in 5 days.
Right.
No, they did it in 3 days and had enough time to do the A-team montage. I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. The whole thing's stupid. So I can't wait to watch the third one.
Yeah, and after that, there will only be three more to go.
Yes. Ah, man. I did watch some Psych, though. This was a busy week.
Yeah, I thought you were, like, skipping out on Psych for a while.
I only watched one episode of Psych this week. They had a Christmas episode.
The palate cleanser, as it were, huh?
Yeah, they had a Christmas episode where Gus's sister came back into town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you remember this show well enough to remember those kinds of things.
Not really. Nope.
Yeah. And, of course, Gus's sister is some high-priced lawyer.
Oh, well, of
and
course.
She comes back into town, and she's like, it seems weird that you guys are doing, like, psychic detective stuff. I don't remember you being a psychic. And he's like, oh, it came on, like, you know, suddenly.
I fell down some steps. Yeah,
I didn't want to show off my gifts too much and all this stuff. And so Gus is, like, they're at Gus's parents' house, and the parents go off. And then Gus runs up to take her bags upstairs. And, of course, you know, Sean and she just start going at it. Like, they just, like total making out. And I'm like, oh, Lord, why has he got to be, like, this whole time? And so they've got the whole scene where something happens to Sean's apartment. He can't go back and stay at his father's house because he's got a bunch of guys in town.
Oh, gotcha.
So he has to stay at Gus's house. And, of course, they've got the scene where they're all going in and out of each other's doors at night.
Right.
Trying to figure out where things are. So, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Pretty classic.
Yeah. And Santa Claus ended up being, you know.
The villain? The bad guy?
The misunderstood...
homeless guy?
Not homeless.
Drug
but he,
addict?
Yeah, he was not a good guy, but he wasn't the bad guy.
Okay.
In the show.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Confusing, but I understand.
Yeah, it was, you know, of course, they, Sean and Gus go on the case in the Winter Village.
Right.
And they get kicked out because Santa Claus is a grifter. Like, he and his daughter go town to town, like, grifting people. And so they confront him saying, we know you're a bad guy. We know you're what you've done. Mm. And he's like, oh, no, what are you doing? Stop beating me up. And so they get kicked out of Santa's village.
Right.
And no, you can't come back. Never come back. And so when Gus's sister comes into town, they're like, well, we can't go in, but we need to actually get in there. We need to see. And so she's like, oh, you know, I'll go. So she gets a job as one of Santa's elves. Mm-hmm. Mainly just to put her in the skimpiest outfit ever. So that Sean is, like, sitting there ogling her.
Right.
And Gus is like, what are you looking at? What's going on? And he's making all, did you see that wreath over there? That's gorgeous, that wreath. Like, it's all done. Like, the writing on this show is not great.
Classic, Sean.
Classic. Yes. What else? What else have we watched? I watched Bodies.
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
No, Bodies. The one with the time travel shenanigans, the murder victim who's in four different time frames in London.
I don't know this one.
You don't know this? I thought you would watch this. Bodies. They find the same body, one in like the 1890s. Like, they find him in this villa, this alley in London in 1890.
Mm-hmm.
Another time in 1941, another time in 2023, and another time in, like, 2050. And it's different cops working on the crime. They don't know it's connected. It's just this body is found.
No, I don't know this one.
Yeah. Netflix, man. You gotta watch it.
We'll see if I can time get to travel. It. It's funny, when we go to Mariana's Netflix cover page, it's just K-dramas all the way down, like, yeah, everything. There's
why
nothing
why don't you
else.
Have it, like, who else is using your account?
I have a profile, too.
Yeah.
So I go to that, and
it's all anime
it'll
all the
be
way
delicious
down.
Delicious in Dungeon. No, it's all the you know, action and stuff and yeah, anime. It's a little bit more mixed.
I love going into my kids and just seeing what they're watching.
There's an
what
occasional
are you guys watching?
There's an occasional K-drama, even on my profile, but not like Mariana. My God.
I did forget to tell you one other thing that I watched.
Oh, yeah?
The Muppet Movie.
Oh, your daughter had said she wanted to see that.
Such a classic.
It really stands up, doesn't it?
Oh my God, it's so ideal. That movie is so great.
Yeah.
Like, I really am disappointed because they showed it at the Narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have loved to have gone there with a big group because as a sing-along movie, that movie is glorious.
Okay.
It is absolutely beautiful. So me and my daughter are sitting there in our living room singing along and my wife's looking at me like, why did I marry you?
Yeah, rolling her eyes at you.
Yes. Jeez. So.
Man. What is that term? You're don't laugh, you'll just something her. You'll just make her do it more. What is the term for that?
Mm.
You don't remember?
Antagonize?
No. The other thing.
Mm.
It's a positive influence that will make it happen more often, but I can't remember the term. It's a phrase. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
It'll come to me. Sorry.
After we've ended
Nothing like a little Nerds of a Certain Vintage brain to end an episode, right?
That's a teaser for next time.
Exactly.
Andy will start. I guarantee Andy will start the next one with...
this is it.
This is it.
I recall it now.
Yes. And he'll say, I watched Chicken Nugget, and it was cool. It was fantastic.
It was so glorious.
I don't know. I don't want to oversell it. It was fun, but it wasn't like...
No, you know, I don't expect it.
It wasn't
it's Chicken Nugget,
changing.
For God's sake. It's not like Gone with the Wind or something.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
That's your pull?
It's not the Lord. The Godfather, for God's sake.
I would believe you if you said Godfather 2, but it's absolutely Godfather.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But the father and the son, like the
it's
God,
no Back to the Future. I mean, for God's sake,
it's definitely not. Yeah, there's some stuff that happens with the dad at the end, like so. At the, I don't know.
Encourager,
if I'm
gonna
do this. Yeah.
Don't laugh. You'll just encourage her. That's the term. Sorry.
I don't know if I want to give this away because if you ever do watch it, it's like it's
this
at
is
the end.
Twist ending.
Well,
at the
it's
end.
Not really the twist, but it's like there's only enough power in the boxes to get one of the people home, one of the aliens home. They can't bring the girl back, all right? But he says the answer I have is that I can take her back with me and recharge the devices, and then we can come back. Except, it'll only take a day.
Your time.
A day on my planet is 50 years in your planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, the father's like in his 50s. He's like, you know, 54 or something. And he tearfully is like, yes, of course. If it means that she can survive, of course.
And not be a chicken nugget.
Yeah, not be a chicken nugget. And so he says, what I have to do is I have to become healthy enough that I will be here at 104 years old. So that when she comes back, I have time with her. And of course, they do the time jump 50 years later. And his response was to give up his company. Like he gave the company up and he went and lived in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a pet pig that he was taking care of and like he was so healthy, like he had superpowers, like you could see like people had come to like commune with him and they were like, we can't, like you can't keep up with him, and they show and they're like, he's jumping tree to tree in the background. Like, this is so ridiculous, so stupid, so dumb. So
well, I love it.
Yes.
I go over, but I will convince Mariana to watch it.
Yeah. If you watch the first two episodes and you don't into it, then you just...
You can stop then.
You don't have a soul.
Exactly.
No, I'm fine. All right. Anything else you're watching?
Nope, not really.
No. I get it. We got to wrap this up. Do we have to wrap this up? Yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
Wrap it up, nerds.
It's the good one.
It's definitely not the good one. I do that for you. Oh man, I got through like one beer, one and a half beers.
There you go.
You got through some broth, one and a half broths.
Man, that broth goes fast. So good.
Lord. All right. Well, anyway, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm not sure the
audio went through.
Yeah, I'm not sure the mic picked that up.
He had a little beer burp.
I did have a beer burp.
Yep.
And it's a spicy beer burp because it's atomic pumpkin.
It's atomic.
Man. All right, well, I might edit that out.
Of course you won't.
Yes. The narrator says he did not edit it.
We do not edit on the show.
Yeah. All right, well, the name is spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Patrick.
And I have been DeDoink.
And I have been Chicken Nugget. Man. You need to watch Chicken Nugget.
Yeah, you should watch it.
You should. All I'm saying, if you're out there,
yeah,
just watch Carnival Row.
Watch Carnival Row.